Hello. Hmm? Is that so? 180 degrees? I don't believe it. Where? Iran. Now, where is that? Just a minute. Helgoland, Iceland, Iran. Hmm, I'll be right over. This is Iran, eh? Let's see what the little old guidebook has to say. Iran, furnace of the Middle East, chamber of commerce stuff, where the sun bakes all day and the earth cooks all night. Where the temperature sometimes reaches 180 degrees. Propaganda. Here, the native beast of burden, the camel, is the only one who doesn't mind the heat.
I don't care what you say. I'm hot.
So intense are the sun's scorching rays in this torrid region, so utterly devastating in their effect, that all human activity is reduced to a virtual standstill.
Stand still, my foot.
Why, they work like the very me. War supplies don't stand still. It's off over the winding, tortuous route to the Russian depots in the north. The uncommonly steep grades are made even more difficult by occasional landslides that block the road. The merciless rays of the sun make daytime travel almost impossible. The winding, zigzagging path through the mountainous terrain of Iran presents a sharp contrast to the American driver accustomed to the four-lane highways of his homeland.
Wrong.
No picture of Iran would be complete without mention of that other supply route to Russia, the picturesque Trans-Iranian Railroad, with its network of 224 tunnels and 4,000 bridges. The railroad, too, has its landslides. But this is no problem for an experienced railroad man.
I don't care what you say. I'm cool.